From Altoona, Pennsylvania, the United States of America, comes the Living Truth radio program. Hi, I'm Jim O'Brien. It's a great privilege for us to bring you this program, an outreach of the Way of Truth Ministries. Today, Pastor Gary Dull, the founder and president of the Way of Truth Ministries, will be delivering a practical message from the Word of God, which I believe will be of great value to you in your walk with the Lord. At the end of the program, I'll return with our contact information. But right now, let's turn the microphone over to Pastor Gary Dull for his message from God's Word, the Bible.
Well, thank you, Jim O'Brien, and greetings, dear friends, in the precious name of our wonderful Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. What a joy it is to be able to come to you on this Tuesday edition of the Living Truth program, and I truly do want to thank you so very, very much for the pleasure of your company. This week, we are studying the subject, The Value of the Christian Home. And our key passage is Joshua chapter 24, verses 14 and 15, where Joshua was giving his final words, as it were, to the children of Israel after serving them for nearly 80 years. And notice what he says, beginning with verse 14. Now therefore, fear the Lord and serve him in sincerity and in truth. That is a wealth of a statement right there, is it not? Fear the Lord. That is, have great respect for who he is, what he expects, and how he operates. And then serve him in sincerity and in truth. Truly give your heart to serving the Lord. But then he goes on there in verse 14 and says, and put away the gods which your fathers served on the other side of the flood and in Egypt, and serve ye the Lord. What a challenge. Serve ye the Lord. And then he goes on in verse 15 and says, and if it seem evil, that would be unpleasant. In other words, Joshua was saying, if it's unpleasant unto you to serve the Lord, and I don't know why that would be the case, but nevertheless, those are the words that we have here in our text as the Spirit of God led Joshua to proclaim them. He says, if it seems evil or unpleasant unto you to serve the Lord, choose you this day whom you will serve. Make a choice. Joshua was saying, don't be lukewarm. Don't walk down the middle of the highway. Don't be on the fence, as it were. Make a choice. Serve you today the Lord. Make a choice. Who are you going to serve? Make a choice right now, whether the gods which your fathers served that were on the other side of the flood, or the gods of the Amorites in whose land ye dwell. And then here's what he says, but as for me and my house, we will serve the Lord. What a challenge that was that Joshua was giving to the children of Israel. My question to every one of you today is this. Can you say, as a mom, as a dad, as a grandma, a granddad, that you have as a commitment and as a conviction that you and your house will be serving the Lord? That's very important, and that's what we are talking about throughout the course of this week. We're really looking at the topic, the value of the Christian home, and certainly the Christian home does serve the Lord. But here's a question. What is a Christian home? Have you ever stopped to think about that? Well, first of all, let me say to you that the Christian home is not one that is traditionally Christian. Now, what I mean by that is that a Christian home is not one where for generations past, your family has been Christian. Your parents, your grandparents, your great-grandparents were Christians, and you can go back for generations. You know, in the Dull family, in my family, we can trace Christianity back about eight generations, and it may have gone beyond that. But by virtue of the fact that we can trace our family back eight generations of being a Christian family, as it were, that does not necessarily make my family today a Christian. And so you see, a Christian home is not one that is traditionally Christian. Secondly, a Christian home is not one that is culturally Christian. In other words, what I mean by that, to be a cultural Christian family would mean that you're saying, well, we are not Muslim, we are not Buddhists, we are not Islam, so we must be Christian. Well, by virtue of the fact that you're not Muslim or Buddhist or Islamist does not necessarily make your home a Christian home. Think about that. And then thirdly, a Christian home is not one that is ecclesiastically Christian. Now you say, what in the world do you mean by being ecclesiastically Christian? Well, what I mean by that is that a Christian home is not one that attends church or is religious. You know, just because of the fact that your family goes to church and Sunday school on Sunday morning and maybe even Sunday night and maybe even Wednesday night if you're really good. And certainly if you're super, you'll go to evangelistic meetings and revival meetings and missions conferences and so forth. Those are great things to do. But being a family that attends church or an ecclesiastically centered family, as it were, does not in and of itself make you a Christian home and family. Now, it's important to be centered around the church, and I'm going to be talking about that. But just because of the fact that your family is religious and attends church does not mean that it is a Christian home and family. So the question is, what really is a Christian home? Well, let me give you 5 points to consider right here at the very beginning. And keep in mind that this is based upon what Joshua said back there in Joshua 24 and verse 15, "As for me and my house, we will serve the Lord." What does it take for a family to be serving the Lord? Well, number one, a Christian home is one where God's Word is central. God's Word is central. Can you say that about your home and family? As a mom and a dad, you read the Word of God consistently. You read it together. You read it separately. And you even read it with your children. You have regular devotions together as a family. You have devotions with yourself, between you and the Lord, I should say. But the fact of the matter is, God's Word is central. If I were to come into your house right now, would I be able to find a Bible? And would I be able to find a Bible that is well read and well marked and well used? Would I be able to find a Bible that guides and directs everything that your home and family does? Would I be able to find a Bible that lays the foundation for the biblical worldview in everything that you do in your home and family? Well, you see, a Christian home is one where God's Word is central. Is that the case with you? Secondly, a Christian home is one where biblical principles are applied consistently. Where biblical principles are applied consistently. In other words, after you read and study the Bible in your home and family, do you put the Word of God to work? Whether it's in the area of paying your taxes or your individual life, is it biblically based? Or in your relationship with other people? I mean, do you put to practice the principles of the Word of God as you read it and study it? Or do you just read the Bible and close the Bible and go about your own way? Well, the Christian home is one where biblical principles are applied consistently. Thirdly, a Christian home is where family members know the Lord. Where family members know the Lord. I realize that I might be talking to a mom and dad or grandma and grandpa, and all of your children or grandchildren are not yet saved. I understand that. But the question is, do you pray that they'll come to Christ? Do you do what you can to lead them to the Lord? You know, I have practiced something for many, many years as a pastor, and that is this, and I pass it on to you, that when I find that a member in my church is going to have a baby, I will pray, even before that baby is born, that at an early age, that baby would trust Christ as Savior and then grow to serve the Lord. And when that baby is born, I will pray the same thing, that at an early age, that baby will trust Jesus Christ as Savior and then grow to serve the Lord. And I trust that every one of you as moms and dads will do that with your children. Pray that they'll come to Christ. Do what you can to see that they're brought up in the nurture and the admonition of the Lord to serve the Lord. God has given your children to you. They don't belong to you. They belong to God. He has given them to you to lead to Christ and to lead them to serve Christ. And that's what a Christian family does. Number four, a Christian family is local church in priority. The local church is a priority in what that Christian home and family does. It's not just something that's added on the end of the schedule on Sunday mornings or Sunday nights or whatever the case may be. No, the culture of the Christian home will be centered around the church so that the church can have a positive impact to the family and the family can have a positive impact to the church. And then number five, a Christian home is one where a testimony for Jesus Christ is evident. Where a testimony for Jesus Christ is evident. In other words, on your street, in your town, in your community, when others think of you and your home and your household, do they recognize that Jesus Christ is the head of that home because you have a testimony for the Lord Jesus Christ? Five things that define a Christian home. Let me repeat them and see if they are what you see in your home and family today. Number one, God's word is central. Number two, biblical principles are applied consistently. Number three, family members know the Lord. Number four, the local church is a priority. And then number five, a testimony for Jesus Christ is very evident. Does that describe your home? There may be other elements of the Christian home, but those are five foundational principles, and I trust that you can say that they're in your home as well. Now, the Lord willing, tomorrow we will continue our study on the value of the Christian home, so be there by the radio as we continue. Until then, I'm Gary Dull saying keep looking up, for Jesus could come again today. Amen. The best is yet to come.
Thank you, Gary, for that tremendous study from the pages of Scripture today. Friends, if you desire the notes or even a CD of today's program, both are available simply for the asking. In order to help with the cost of shipping and handling, a suggested donation for the notes is $5 and $10 for the CD. If our program has been a blessing to you, please share it with others. Our address is The Way of Truth Ministries, 315 40th Street, Altoona, Pennsylvania, 16602. Or you can email us at wot@wotbm.org. Visit our website, won't you? That's at www.wotbm.org. Hey, thanks for joining us today. We're looking forward to being with you again on our next Living Truth program. Until then, I'm Jim O'Brien saying, Jesus Christ is the way, the truth, and the life.